I've been saying over and over again that you just need to find some time in your day to do NaNoWriMo, but I'm starting to think that's not enough. And this is I Should Be Writing, episode 74, season 17.
Well, I should be writing. I should be working on my craft. I should be writing. I should be submitting my next draft. But I'm sitting home watching Doctor Who.
And hi there. This is I Should Be Writing, the podcast for wannabe fiction writers. I'm your host, Mer Lafferty. I didn't turn on the Wisdom app, but that's okay. I've been toying with it. It feels like a lot of life coaching and spirituality. On the other hand, if people like me run when they see the life coaching and spirituality, then that's sort of a self-fulfilling prophecy. So I'm trying to peek in there every once in a while. Yeah, you can try to find me. I'm not sure how good the search feature is, but check out the Wisdom app. It's really new. It's interesting. I'm not being paid, but I am on there as one of the mentors. So anyway, I'll start with the good news. Oh, crap. No, I wrote it down so I would remember. I apologize. Introducing myself. My name is Mer Lafferty. I wrote 5 books, been podcasting since 2004, I've been nominated for the Hugo and the Nebula and the Philip K. Dick Award, and my pronouns are she, her. That's what I want to introduce myself as, and I keep forgetting some of those. So yeah, my good news is the weights that I have been carrying around my neck all year that y'all have heard me complain about over and over again, they're gone. I turned in 2 copy edits this week. 2. One 125,000 word novel and one 25,000 word novella. They're off my desk. Any edits that come back should be like, is this semicolon that you inserted really what you want? If you have been listening to me longer than like 4 months, you'll know that I wanted this done in like April. And it has been, honestly, a hit to my ego and a hit to my confidence that I ended up going back and forth on both projects with edits. It was really tough. So the fact that these are gone is monumental. I also am ramping up a new project. So working, I think Monday was about a 10-hour day. Tuesday was like 12 or 13 hours in the middle of everything that I was doing. And Wednesday, I was a little bit out of it, but I was able to manage to do the novella edits. And I got to see 11 choices for a cover. And luckily, I liked the one that my editor really liked. So we are in agreement on the cover. He's gonna check a couple of things, make my name bigger, and then I'll be able to share it. And I can't wait. Considering I've been working on, like, just projects. One of them didn't even have a name for most of the time I've been working on it. It's like the name and the cover makes it more real. So that's all my exciting news. Also what I've been working on. But my brain is tapioca right now. And what it's doing is it's making me think about next week, starting NaNoWriMo. But before we get there, I saw Dune last night, and Ursula Vernon's review was, it was funnier than Sophie's Choice. Yeah, she came out, and the first thing she said to me was, there was one joke in that movie. It is a grim sand and blood-a-thon. It really is. It's good. We're not saying it's bad. We're just saying that if you like not even a Joss Whedon level of quips here and there, but just like humor to break the tension or lighten a mood or show a personality, it's not there. It's gorgeous. Oscar Isaac isn't in it enough, but he's in it a lot, just not enough. And there's a lot to say about it. It's great. But I just am laughing at the fact that Ursula went on Twitter today and said there was exactly one joke in the movie. And then all the Dune fanboys came at her. And she's like, what? I'm not lying. I'm not wrong. There is one joke in the movie. Oh, boy. So, that's my review of Doom. It was gorgeous. I hadn't read the book. I am one of those people that tapped out after about 10 pages. Maybe if I'd tried to read it as a teenager. That and Lord of the Rings just felt really dry to me, although it did eventually get through Lord of the Rings. But, we decided to make our Christmas presents to our friends. One of the local theaters allows you to rent out the theater for a private showing. So you can invite your friends and everybody go, and it was like $200. So we decided to buy a private movie for our friends. Because I'm with you, Daniel. This is the first movie I've seen since the beginning of 2020, and I don't know if I'm going to go see another one anytime soon. But that was like all of our friends vaccinated, everybody safe and stuff, so. Anyway. Oh, Fire Rider, thank you so much. I'm so excited to read Station Eternity in the future. I really appreciate it. I'm excited for it to get out. And the Ophelia Network does have a launch date or a release date. That'll be May 26th. Anyway, we are at the good news part. If anybody else has good news to share, I would love to hear it. I'm going to have my sludgy smoothie while you guys talk. I was excited we had 3 good news emails. I got my edit letter back and it's only 2 pages. Is that good news? I think that's pretty good news. Kids are asleep. Does the edit letter, you know, say you've got to remove an entire character, make the book more white or more straight, or tell you that one of the conflicts is completely boring? If it doesn't say any of that, then you're probably doing well. I got a second rejection on my short story. I gotta hit the yay button. I gotta hit the yay button for Kids Are Asleep, too. Sorry about that. I have to completely rewrite the opening, but yeah, no, the comments were at least good and useful. That's good. More like so-so news, but my car broke down right in front of a repair shop. My only friend not out of town lived nearby and gave me a ride home, so as far as cars breaking down goes, it could have been so much worse. I remember hearing it might have been from the Life Coach Wisdom people, but a story, I don't know if it's true or just inspirational, but the story of this, there was a man who, in his life, he had fallen downstairs and broken both legs and gotten badly burned at another time and, you know, just crap thing after crap thing. And someone asked him if he had always been so unlucky. He's like, unlucky? I'm extremely lucky. I survived all of that. So it's just how you look at it. If your car was going to break down, you were in the perfect situation for it. Hung out in person, Jasmine. Fully vaccinated friends I haven't seen in almost 2 years. Had a great time hanging out. Yeah, last night, we were talking to some of our friends, and they were talking about the dog, and I'm like, when did you get a dog? And he's like, oh, years ago. I'm like, but I've been over to your house. I never saw a dog. They're like, Mary, you haven't been over to our house in over 2 years. We got the dog in that time. I'm like, oh, right. Yeah, well, I'll go pet the dog. Just completely not able to handle the fact that there's been 2 years of this stuff. I don't swear on I should be writing. Finally decided which of my countless seed ideas to write for my first ever nano attempt. Just wish I'd decided sooner to prep. Guess I'm going to be a pantser for this one. I'm going to hit the yay button and praise you for also giving me the segue. Is it the novella released in May? Yes, it is. The novel will come out in October. Yay for first nano attempt. Yes, Fire Rider. Once drove my husband to the car repair place to pick up his car and then promptly drove into the ditch in front of the repair place. Car guys towed it out. Yeah. Well, thank you very much, Thad Daniel Beer, for giving me the segue. I've done a couple of nano prep things, and I've mostly been repeating myself, but I never know who's new. I never know who's not done nano before and not paid attention to the previous episode, so one of the biggest things I say is, if you're going to be adding a big hunk of writing to your day, you're going to have to look at your average day now and figure out where that's going to go. So usually for somebody like me, it's moving the computer gaming aside a little bit, just a little bit. And as it's supposed to be my day job, it would be prioritized better. But that's a whole ADHD thing we'll talk about another time. But I've felt this, it's almost a physical feeling that my brain has been wrung out like a rag. Like, I feel slow to respond to things regarding the work I did earlier this week. And I'm so happy to have those things finally done so I can, maybe, win nano this year. Maybe. I don't know if I'll get any bad surprises like I did last year, but I'm not going to get surprise projects thrown at me. I'm like, my slate is almost clean and I'm trying to figure out how to balance that one thing that's left, which is great. But mentally, I feel like I burn myself out in order to clear those things. And it made me think about the fact that time is not the only thing you need to do this. And it's really hard for a lot of people to come to terms with. Because if we think, we always talk about it in the form of time. There's not enough time in the day. And sometimes, especially with ADHD, you think there'll be something you need to do and you'll worry about it. Sometimes for days. When doing it is like 5 minutes. And realizing that you need the mental energy is going to be a little harder. And I don't want to talk about down things right before we go, but it needs to be addressed because it's not just your time and the support of people around you and figuring out what to do for the holidays if you're in the U.S., it's when will you be able to commit the brain power to this? Thank you, Star-Eyed Green. I think I'm going to be okay. It's, you know, I've got 4 days to recover. I've got a little bit of work to do in there, but I'm still able to recover. But it's like if I had gone up to the wire and finished those two things like on the 31st, I would be in bad shape to start writing now. So if you're going to be changing projects for the first, keep the whole spoon theory in mind. Make sure you have enough spoons to change. Because my brain insists on a break. I have tried to work after a major project has finished and my brain's just like, nope, I'm turning ADHD up to 11 and you will not be able to focus on anything for more than 2 seconds. I came up here, I realized I didn't want to sit on the couch with my laptop and relax today and get a migraine because I'm not supposed to be looking at my laptop like this. So I came up here to the guest room and didn't do anything up here. So I just went to another room where I didn't do anything. The Rota says, have you set any dates for us to show up to write together? I have not. And I'm a bad, bad person. That never works. Just don't try to kick your own butt, because it doesn't work. It just makes you feel worse. But yes, plan writing time. Actually, I think I'm going to do what the Kids Are Asleep did and plan it to be either in front of or behind this stream. So I can write, and then all I gotta do is change the stream description, and then it's podcasting time. And that'll be really easy to keep track of, too. I'm gonna be doing some Discord write-ins with the Patreon supporters. And, but I haven't planned that out yet. Is the Discord server Patreon subscriber only? Yes, there's one for Patreon supporters, but there's another one for just people who want to... There's like a NaNoWriMo-specific Discord server that anybody can join, and I've got it on here. They do. Thank you, Numbers Ninja. You're right. Yeah, I'll... If anybody is a subscriber and you want to get in on the Discord server, let me know, because I just realized, thank you very much, Numbers Ninja. Oh crap, Discord end knife. Because now I can, y'all, it's like I set up Discord to allow Twitch subscribers in, but I don't know how to get that information to you. So I'm going to have to look that up. But, yeah, thank you very much. I will look at that. So, yeah, it's a matter of finding the mental energy, also finding the time. And one thing I came up with this morning is, you have to take it seriously and don't say, you know, I'm going to try Nano this year. It's like, this is the thing you're going to do this month. You might fail, you might have something really push it out of the way, but you're going to be tested. I mean, this whole adventure is going to have monsters and people working against you and stuff. You're going to be tested, and the tests are going to be, you know, do you want to be social in vaccinated, responsible areas? And you're going to have to decide whether you're going to allow the outside world to test you, or, well, they're gonna do it. So if you're gonna allow them to keep you from what you've committed to. Now, if you're not taking your commitment seriously, nobody else is either. You know, if your spouse comes in and they're like, oh, did you get your word count today? And you say, no, I'll catch up tomorrow. That sends a little message to them. And they're not like keeping track with a pen and paper. But part of it is, oh, it's not that important. So the next time I need you, I can have you come help me with X, Y, or Z, because this is just that's the thing. So make it important to you first. And I think sometimes because of fear of failure, we hesitate to even do that for ourselves, where we're not willing to really say, this is the year it's going to happen. And I've been guilty of it, because when you don't commit and then you fail, it's like, I didn't care anyway. These are the little walls we build up around ourselves. So, for prep, I think this is why they put a lot of emphasis on the NaNoWriMo page to name your novel, go into a rudimentary graphics program and make a cover. Add friends. Like they're saying, X number of percentage people who name their novels finish over Y percentage of people who don't, or something. I don't know what the percentages are. But I also am feeling kind of adrift, not just because of all the things I just said, but I do have a project I'm working on. I also have a book due. I have to look up that date. But I've got book two to work on. But there's the Stardew Valley murder mystery I really want to write. And I'm thinking, it's like a perfect NaNoWriMo, just write it and throw it away kind of thing. Or write it and see what happens, I should say. But I don't know if I have the time. It's like I might have to be responsible and go work on book two. Vale Who Fights Cat says, I came across my faux NaNoWriMo covers I made myself yesterday, and they were hilariously bad, but also effective. I am not sponsored by Canva, but I endorse it to the ends of the earth. It's an amazing graphics program, and it's one of the sites that's free, and if you pay for it, you get a lot more options, but even the free options are pretty good, and you can make art that doesn't look terrible. I don't even know if I can think of a temporary name. I have a hard enough time naming my main character. Yeah, but you could do something like a team my husband used to work on would name all of their projects after generals. And so you can say, I'm going to name all my projects after Douglas Adams characters. So this is Project Slardybartfest. At least you'll have something to say when you're thinking, I gotta work on that project. I had a huge problem with the novel Station Eternity because it didn't have a title for so long. And every time I thought of a good title, they didn't like it or didn't want to commit to anything until they talked to marketing. And to talk to marketing, they needed the book to be done. And I'm like, this is really not feeling like a thing at all. Because it doesn't have a title. So I just finally gave it a working title. Let's see. Shakespeare quotes are also a good go-to. They're generators you can use for inspiration. Ooh, that's a good idea. Pick an obscure Greek deity. I'm an engineer. We have a chat channel at work for naming projects. Usually just look for silly acronyms. That works too. Doesn't matter what it is, as long as you can think of it as this is that project. There's a book title generator that can also act as an accidental writing prompt. It just coughed up Snows of Algarab. So I have that going for me. Hey, Kurt, it's good to see you. That's pretty awesome. So other things, I have a class that I'm teaching on this exact thing. 3 p.m. Pacific, so 6 p.m. Eastern time this Saturday. And just going to be talking about how to set up, how to get ready, fast outlines and stuff. I admit the teaching is difficult for me because I've been giving this information away for free for so long. I don't know what to say is worthy of paid content and what's worthy of podcast content. So you might just come for entertainment. I might come up with something new to say, but I can't push it too hard because it doesn't feel honest. But I am doing it. It's going to be like a hour-long talk about NaNoWriMo. It's going to be on Zoom, so everybody will have their cameras on and you can ask me questions face-to-face. So I'm really bad at selling this. Oh, crap. I'm sorry. I am really, really out of it. Showed up at the movie last night, and I'm looking around, and I'm like, I sort of recognize all these people, and I can't think of anything to say. But luckily, it was like the biggest party without anybody talking to each other we'd had in a long time. So yeah, is there anything people want to ask me right now? I am keeping this open for the podcast listeners, which I usually close it down so we can have more of a back and forth with the chat, but considering I'm taking questions about NaNoWriMo, I'll keep this going. If you guys have any questions, specific or vague, anything goes, I am here to help. If you are new, the inside joke is the fact that I've never won NaNoWriMo. I have written many books, and I know when I'm pushed, I can definitely write a lot. So it's more of like a Girl Scout badge of honor rather than if I fail, I'm not gonna be a pro writer. But the failure, I'm gonna bring it up again. I've said it before, but I think it's really important because I've failed at NaNoWriMo so many times and I only realized this last year. So I'll just use last year as an example. I had live write-ins planned on Twitch. I had a book I wanted to work on. I was gung-ho. And then I did the thing you probably shouldn't do, which is I got an email and I checked my phone while I was streaming. And it was from my agent at the time. And I could tell by the 5 or 6 words that was in the preview of the email on my phone that this was not going to be a good email. So, it was my agent telling me she was retiring from being an agent and wanted to go try a different career, and suddenly I'm just like, I know absolutely nothing about trying to find an agent when you're mid-career. I've been giving advice on how to find an agent as an unpublished author for so long. I really don't know what to do. And I was worried. I was scared. And then I had to finish the live stream. That was fun. And then I had that live write-in. I had committed to streaming a live write-in for people. And I did it. And then, you know, after that, I fell apart. But I thought about it and I realized that at the time I was more thinking about how good Twitch is for keeping me consistent. Because I said I was going to do the write-in, so I did the write-in. And that was the only thing keeping me writing. And I realized that I was going to fail. But I'd already written, especially because of the live write-ins, a lot more than I would have otherwise. So if I don't think there's any way to actually fail at NaNoWriMo unless you don't write anything. But if you sit down anytime in November and say, I'm going to write my NaNoWriMo project, and you get 5,000-10,000 words down, those are probably words you would not have gotten otherwise. So you got 5,000 or 10,000 words. That's great. If you find yourself a couple of days behind, or you have a big tragedy happen, or, you know, Thanksgiving is a lot more demanding of your time and mental energy than you thought it would be, and you don't get your 50,000, look at what you've gotten and ask yourself if you would have gotten there without the encouragement, the community feeling of NaNoWriMo pushing you. I'm betting the answer is going to be no. So I think that any word you get next month, they're going to be a win. Yes, Daniel Beard, if you're making an attempt, I don't think it can truly be called a failure. Exactly. No, that's exactly it. How do you update your word count on the NaNo site? Every day at the end of a chapter or at the end? Oh, you can go, just update it. I can't remember, I don't know if you update the words you did that day or your total word count. I should have had the NaNoWriMo site open to begin with. Let's see, where are we? I've got my name, I've got my genre, it just logged me out. That's neat. Okay, this may not be the time to do this. So I don't know if the place where you put your word count is comes up on. Yeah, they wouldn't make it available today because you can't do it today. No, wait, what? I'm confused. Okay, anyway, I'm trying to look at the messages and a lot of messages, oh my. Anyway, just go to NaNoWriMo.org. It's pretty easy to use. It's got the badges, it's got all of these not community, community episodes. You know what I want to do is, one day, one of these years, I want to do the Night of Writing Dangerously. That's like September, not September, God. Is, I think it's November 17th or so, where there's like a all-night write-in for charity. But it's in San Francisco. But I think that would be really fun. But I think you can choose whether you do your daily word count or your word count that's total. Whew. Braining. You can do either, says the kids are asleep. That's true. Kids are asleep is a municipal liaison. Oh, Numbers Ninja, you remember the day? Are we talking about my agent quitting? That was a good day. Oh, boy. Yes. There's a badge if you update every day. Either session count or total count. I shouldn't have left the chat. I should have just asked you. There's a setting to alter which one. Thank you, everybody. They don't do the Night of Writing Dangerously anymore? Ever? Or, I mean, I know they're not doing it. They didn't do it last year and they're not doing it this year because of COVID, but are they? I'm kind of hoping. Oh, they've been discontinued forever. What happened? I'm very sad because I was actually thinking, man, I'm going to plan it early. I'm going to save up for my ticket. I just want to experience this once. And now they don't even do it anymore. Wasn't making enough money to be sustainable. Damn it. Now I'm sad. Well, that blows. They wrote too dangerously. Pen too close to the sun, inked with abandon, then had to abandon it. So, did the municipal liaisons ever do anything similar, Valerie? And please, don't worry about aggressively helping. I really value you helping out here. One thing I did want to do, and I forgot to announce it, and I apologize for this going out to the feed people, but I did want to do a giveaway of a For the Words membership for the month, because I think For the Words is a lot of fun, and I think you get a free trial, but it might run out if it might run out before the end of the month. So I wanted to do a giveaway. So I need to set it up first. If you haven't heard me talk about For the Words before, it is numeral four, the words, and it's like a fantasy RPG that uses your writing to battle. So you say, like, the Wigno is, I know someone's going to correct me, it's like 250 words in an hour or something. It's like ridiculously low word count, high time to do it in. And then there's many different kinds of other challenges. And there's drops, and there's an avatar, and there's crafting. But the key to the site is you have to write in a certain time period or at a certain rate in order to fight monsters. And it's like, it's one of those sites where you buy site currency and then you buy your, then you pay for your subscription. So I'm just going to buy a bunch of currency. And if you guys want to join, I can slip you some crystals and let you get your subscription. So I think I'm going to give away three. That sounds good. I'm going to give away three, and we'll do that in, okay. Let's hope this works. Last time I did is Last time I did this, it didn't work, but I think I've fixed it since. Okay, great. And it even put it in chat. How fantastic. Bang for the words to join if you would like to. It's just a little gift of the crystals to join the site. Oh, crap. Hang on a sec, folks. Hang on. Just hang on. I did not realize I had that command in there. Something else. Okay, that should stop. Has that stopped? Okay, good. It stopped. Whew. That was embarrassing. Wow. Streaming's hard, y'all. And yes, you can enter the giveaway again. Thanks, Space Valkyries. And if you're already on For the Words, feel free to send me a friend thing. Anybody have any more questions? Want to talk about stuff? I was thinking today, I think it's like one of the biggest. It's like the incentive to write, I don't want to say peer pressure because that implies something negative, but the feeling of being part of something bigger and putting that around something as lonely as sitting in a room and writing a book is something pretty phenomenal. And that's why I try it every year. I love the feeling of getting together with people, comparing word counts, talking about stuff, and eventually writing. And that's why I do it. I don't even hang out on the forums. I used to do forums for a living back in, well, long time ago. Long, long time ago. And so I was done with forums before they even got big. But I do like the community on Twitter. I like the community we have in I Should Be Writing. And it makes me just feeling good. It's hard to feel like you're part of something bigger when you're writing a book. And this manages it. Here come the questions. Jasmine, when your new book novella has an ISBN, can we reorder it and recommend our libraries to buy them? Maybe post in the Discord or mention on the podcast. Do you need the ISBN? I mean, they should be able to find a book with the title and the name, right? I mean, yes, I will be pushing it. I've just never used the ISBN in any marketing stuff, so that's why I'm questioning that part. Do you have that X minute block for new people in chat? I'm sorry, Raven's Creations. Can you be more... I'm not following. Yeah, you're going to have to explain. You remember tapioca up here. It's not doing great. Okay, I'll try to remember to put it on the site. And if I don't, feel free to ask me. I don't know if they're going to tell me the ISBN, but, you know, if I have it, sure. Kids Are Asleep says, I'm going to add for time purposes for next month. I recommend having at least a menu and chore scheduled for yourself because choice fatigue is so real and stacking choices in advance can help. That is interesting. The question I have about that is that the problem I have with that is like prioritizing and overthinking how much I can get done in a day. So I'm not sure how well that would work for me. I love the idea. I don't know. I'll try it. I should do that in general for life. Yeah. Sometimes you got to pivot when mana is low, so backup plans are also good. What is the thing I can eat if I even microwaving food sounds hard? I'm inviting. I'm inviting folks to the giveaway, but worried they can't enter due to screening. But I I'm still confused. There's no screening. You just have to do bang for the words and you'll end up in here. You don't need to be a member or a subscriber or anything. You just need to come into chat and say bang for the words. Hydrate and turn on dog cam. Thank you. Oh, shoot. Thank you, Valerie. I don't know. Oh, crap. Thank you so much for pointing that out. Let me get dog cam going. And if it's, if I've screwed up, I'll open it up again. Okay. Too many things to think about at once. Dog cam. And I had, wow, I am really well prepared. I had to unplug dog cam. Replug dog cam. Don't get up, dog. Just chill. Yes, I'm plugging in your camera. The people, they want to see. Okay. I don't remember the Rota. I need to go look at that. I will do that in a moment. Like I said, if it turns off, then okay. There's his legs. You just have to hide that pretty face, don't you, boy? I think that's the best I'm gonna get. Okay. There's doggo. Camera means... I'm not saying that word out loud. Oh, he has learned that yet. I come in here, he's like... He goes right to his little... He goes right to his little... There you go. Treated the good dog. And I'll treat the good dog again in a moment. Okay. Now, going to the site. Going to Twitch to fix that other thing. Talk amongst yourselves. I'll give you a topic, NaNoWriMo. You're welcome. So one thing that's funny is I rebooted my island, and now I'm mad because I don't have the clothing people. I don't have Mabel. So I can't have any I can't have any costumes. There are no costumes available. Okay. Looking for the thing. Nope. Aggression bullying. No, not what I'm talking about. Non-mod chat delay is off. Verified emails on. Thank, there it is, aha! All right. Thank you so much for reminding me about that. Okay. Should be off. I clicked it. It's any new followers should be able to chat. How much time do we have left in? Is it even using the timer? Oh yes, there it is. Time remaining, 1 minute. So, if there's anybody who comes in, I will, fix that. Yeah. Sorry about that. I totally forgot that was, that could put a damper on... On the giveaway. We only have 6 people signed up for the giveaway. If you would like to sign up for, I'm giving away memberships to forthewords.com. So the command is bang for the numeral, the words, and I'm going to do a giveaway. Just send me your username and I'll slip you the crystals, all sneaky-like. Oh, the puns. What have you done to me? I'm puns. The puns get the pun mallet. The funny thing is, the actual person who the pun mallet is supposed to be designed on likes puns a lot more than I do. All right, so we did have another treat the good boy. Tricky. Please tell me the camera got that. All right. If there's anybody who did not get a chance to enter, tell me now. Okay, good. Everyone caught the dog eating his treat. He's very good at catching things in midair. He's also really good at getting on the table and stealing my scone. All right. I will go ahead and choose a winner. I don't know if I said how many winners I can have. Okay, this will be a test. If I can only choose one winner, I will choose the other two with random number generator. Oh no. Oh no what? Don't say oh no. All right, we got Arsash winning. Congratulations. Oh, you mean oh no with the scone, yeah. Yeah. Now, yay, congratulations. I'm going to try to hit pick a winner again, see if that works. Yes, it worked, yay. Space Valkyries, congratulations. And one more. Space Valkyries wins again. You're not allowed to do that. But feel good in your random number generator love. There we go. Noshi. Noshi gets the third one. Congratulations, everybody. If you're already on For the Words, just tell me your username. If you're not, my username is Mighty Mer, as usual. And you can, message me on for the Words or tell me your username right now. And I'll be happy to send you those monies, fake monies, crystal monies. Okay. Thank you, everybody who entered. Making note for myself. All right. So we have actually been going for an hour. That's exciting. I might be doing more giveaways if people end up liking the site or using it a lot. I don't know. I just came up with this idea today to start throwing crystals around. So later, Raven's Creations. Thank you for dropping by. Have a good lurk. I think you're the first person to actually use the lurk command. So that's exciting. Well done. Yeah, that's fine, Noshi. Just, and if you want to choose a different username, just remind me who you were down. I got everybody's name down, so. Great. All right, exciting. All right. Are there any more questions? I would love to figure out how to do a giveaway on the podcast, but those are a lot more unwieldy than Twitch. So if you're listening to this later and you want to win something, then show up on the show up to the live streams when I will have a brain somehow. I'll have a brain and I will be doing giveaways all month. I have decided just this second because I have copies of I Should Be Writing now that you can't get anymore because it's out of print. And I got a box of those in the basement. I can do giveaways for the Words, and I can donate money to NaNoWriMo in your behalf. No people have used it before. I'm sorry, Numbers Ninja. Remember, brain is tapioca. What specifically are you referring to? Because I don't realize what you were. The lurk command. Okay, thank you, Snarky Moon. Okay, that's the first time I remember people using it. Okay. Any more things to talk about? I will let you guys decide. Would a write-in before this time, like say at 2 p.m. Eastern time, or a write-in after this time, say 4 p.m. Eastern time, would be better for you? So, let me know, because either's fine for me. And I might try to think of something fun to do. Thank you, Jasmine. After personally, but I'll make whatever work. Either's fine. Before the cast is good. I might do both. Just pick some days before and some days after. But, before says the European who has to get up early the next day. Kurt and Phased Out, I'm very glad that you guys make the streams. I really appreciate you being here. And anybody else in Europe. I don't know who else is watching, but I know those two are in Europe. West Coast, so just don't go too early. I don't think I'm going to go too early at all, so don't worry about that. Okay. Any other things you guys want to talk about? I'm going to push the class one more time. I have decided for my daily show, at least sometimes, I am going to use the Wisdom app because I can just do a show and then download it and then upload it. But what I can do is also, if you join me, then you can talk about NaNoWriMo and be on the show. So, that's cool. FireWriter will be doing a bunch of Word Wars, if you want to meet up there. You mean in the Discord? Oh, and remind me, anybody who... I got it written down. I will look into the subscribers to see if you can get into the Discord. What are Word Wars? Word Wars are when... We do it in specifically in Discord. It's you say, I'm going to do a sprint for half an hour. And then if you want to join the sprint, you type the command to join the sprint. And then the bot will say, all right, start writing now. And then everybody starts writing. And then the bot will say, time's up. And then you've got like 2 or 3 minutes to put in your word count. And you just get to see how everybody's doing. And it's a fun little challenge. Some people do it, you know, just on Twitter, say word war at the top of the hour or whatever. Just it's another community thing. It's to write when you know other people are writing and sorry. Wow, my brain's really good at running off after bunnies today. So yeah, it's just challenges to keep people writing, and it's fun to know that other people are writing at the same time you are. Or you could be like me who joins Word Wars and then forgets to ever check up again. Even though Discord makes noise. yeah. So, yes, FireWriter will be doing Word Wars. Okay, Raven's Creations, I can get into Discord, but I was patron before I was a subscriber. I was able to get to the Discord linked in here earlier without issues. Okay. All right. Well, I think I'm going to close this up. I need my brain to go chill out or something. I don't know. Yes, I will do my best to get good brain rest, folks. thank y'all. Thank you for the subscription. Thank you to any new followers, anybody who checked out. Thank you to folks who tried to join in on the contest. I think that's fun. I want to keep doing it. So I'll be doing more of those next month. If you have any questions, email me, mightymer@gmail.com. The blog and show notes can be found at merverse.com, and online almost everywhere. My username is mightymer. So twitch.tv/mightymer, Twitter, Instagram, mightymer2, for a reason that I think has to do with Hotmail and a really long time ago login. But I don't post a lot of pictures, and I feel really old for Instagram because sometimes it feels beyond me. But I do post there on occasion. But thank you, everybody. Lovely for you to hang out. If you want to hang out, it's Tuesday, Thursday, 3 p.m. Oh! I hope you guys have a good weekend. And I will see you back here next week. Remember, I'll be doing a daily NaNoWriMo podcast, so check that out wherever fine podcasts are sold or downloaded. So that's I Should Be Writing if you want to do that. So we will talk later. Bye. I Should Be Writing is available to you under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. Theme music by John Anilio. Art by Numbers Ninja. Production by Summer Brooks. And hosting by Libsyn. Find all of this information and more at merverse.com. And remember, we can't do this without you. Thanks for your support. Well, I should be writing. I should be working on my craft. I should be writing. I should be submitting my next draft. But I'm sitting home watching the doctor. Watching Doctor Who.